Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, everyone. This is your host, Christopher Rudy, with Cosmic Love for November 12, 2016. And tonight, it's my great pleasure to interview one of my favorite people in the whole world. Dan Winter is a visionary scientist and inventor, who has pioneered the science of heart coherence, which has many applications for education, for healthcare, and for culturing social conscience in our global social networks. So thank you, Dan, for being with us today.
I'm happy to be here, and you've been pretty dedicated yourself around heart coherence, so quite a team. Happy to chat.
Dan, for decades you've been pioneering this the new frontier of inner space, as I call it, to give us an understanding of the fractal order of the universe and the heart coherence harmonics that are like the gold standard for the quantum field and for human consciousness. So for people that haven't heard your orientation of heart coherence, I've got website references to your work and what you've been doing, and we'll be I'll provide that with the show information, you know, when people come to the show, with some links to your websites. And I wanted to personally thank you for your work, which I think is foundational for a golden age. But most people have never heard of you, so I'd love to hear you talk about your applications of heart coherence technology for education of the heart, healing of the body, and the culturing of social conscience in our global social networks, which I think is going to be one, in the future, will be one of the big applications of your heart coherence technology. If you could explain that a little bit, what you're doing with your application for smartphones, for education of the heart in terms of this understanding of heart coherence, and what that, you know, what that means technically, what it means, you know, conceptually as far as mind congruence, how heart coherence is a function of, and you might say prerequisite to, mind congruence. And because I think this is going to be, you know, maybe not overnight, but in the larger scheme of things, golden age, you know, the Aquarian dispensation, I really think your work is going to make a big difference, if not the difference. So, heart coherence.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How about if maybe we could start with just a little bit of, just a couple minutes on the history here. For the background. First, I'm a trained electrical engineer and also graduate work in psychophysiology and biofeedback. I was trained, my graduate mentor, Albert Axe, was one of the founders of biofeedback, also worked with Elmer Green and the crowd there. So polygraphy, psychophysiology, biofeedback, electrical, that was my shtick. And of course, we had the history here, it was University of Detroit, was that I had hired a wonderful electrical engineer, Scott Woodward, to the Millard Fillmore Hospital Research Lab, Sleep Research Lab in Buffalo, New York. This is 25, 30 years ago when HeartMath Institute learned from me how to do EKG and learned from me how to measure the frequencies in the EKG. Mm-hmm. And so we had Foster Perry, who's quite famous, wonderful guy in his own right, a healer. He was in the Sleep Research Lab with us, and we were the engineer had the bright idea to do the spectrum analysis in a rolling waterfall plot of the EKG in the insight here, and this is the genius, actually, if I may say, of our team, which HeartMath then imitated, was then to measure the power spectrum of the EKG in the relatively low frequencies, roughly, you know, 2 to 40 hertz, which is the bandwidth you look in brain waves for good stuff, you know, alpha, beta, all the cool stuff. Bottom line is, there's Foster Perry. We're making a film about the kids for the kids in China, and Foster says, oh, I'm sending love to the children in China now. Oh, this is an old story, but it's so fun. and suddenly on this spectrum analyzer, the waterfall lens, we see this beautiful harmonic series become very ordered, an ordered cascade, which I called heart coherence. And at that moment, that term, and I'm credited in the literature for inventing the word heart coherence, because then we developed the mathematics to measure it, not just a simple power spectra, but a second order power spectra. Bit of a long story. So then years later, after HeartMath, we had a bunch of, you know, they invited me out there, flew me out there a couple times, and I showed them all this work. And then they sort of went off their own way, and we had a bit of a disagreement about defining heart coherence. And very interestingly, in our new app for the iPhone, very sexy, it's ithrive.com, I-T-H-R-V-E, iThrive.com, iThrive.com, our newest app. And there's three apps now in the App Store for iThrive. We have iThrive, the whole master app, which has more input transducers than anybody, and iThrive.com Chakras, where you can actually see your chakras light up. And the newest one is called iThrive Stress Management. It's also up on the App Store as of 2 days ago. So cool. Walks circles around Heart Magnet. I love those guys. I like to tease them. It's fine. But the bottom line is, just to tell the story, I mean, you know, put it in language that's flavorful, is that when the internal phase relationship in your heart harmonics locks into phase, exactly like the harmonics in a laser, that's called coherence. And the way to quantify that and measure that was my discovery. It's a second-order power spectrum called a sepstrom. Actually, in the iThrive, we actually have a third-order power spectrum. So we do it the sort of simplistic heart math way, which is simply the amplitude of the main peak in the HRV, the heart rate variable. But we then also show you the what we call broad spectral coherence at iThrive.com.
And
iThrive,
that's interesting. iThrive.
And it's called
full spectrum conscience.
Exactly. In other words, we're not just looking for one peak wrong. No, we're looking for coherence among all peaks. And the way that's done is basically if you had a harmonic cascade that was the harmonics were in phase with respect to each other, called internal phase coherence or internal cardiac coherence. I invented the term, actually. And so we offer a third order power spectrum, very sexy. It's basically a smoothed coherence measure, very elegant, and we did it originally in the EKG. Now we're doing it very simply and very cheaply for heart rate variability with five different transducers. Very cheap, very fun. And just to give you how sexy that is, originally we were able to show that you could use it as a lie detector.
I remember when that first came out, and I was reading about that, and that had all kinds of implications that really intrigued me.
I mean, let's think about what that means. I mean, here we're an electrical engineer, and we're asking a sexy question. Oh, you know, when your lover says, "Will you marry me?" You can look right here, and if this peak goes up, they're telling the truth. They love you. But if the peak doesn't go up, say, "No, I won't marry you." It was a joke at the time, but it actually works. and actually, it's so good that kinesiologists use this to replace muscle testing. You know how they say about muscle testing? You put a bag of sugar at your solar plexus, and if somebody pulls on your arm, you get weak. So and if you tell a lie, the same thing happens. So your muscle strength is a lie detector. It's good physics. Well, what the reason that a kinesiologist can use heart coherence instead of measuring your muscle strength is the same physics, that the internal phase coherence of your heart is the coherence of the electrical signal that says power to muscle.
It's all connected.
And the beautiful thing here is to think about biologically, why would it be that internal heart phase coherence is a lie detector? Why? I suggest people meditate on this question as they're dying, because it's so cool. It's like you can get to pure principle here. The thing is that the EKG, you know, everybody knows from – it started with famous Dr. Ari Goldberger's paper, The Healthy Heart is a Fractal Heart. It's at the top of our webpage, goldenmean.info/heartmathmistake. And basically it shows the picture of what HeartMath calls heart coherence, which is a monotonic heart, which he says is actually fatal. It's true, actually. If your heart's actually making only one frequency, it is fatal because it's lack of harmonic inclusiveness. So you need broad spectral coherence. And what he calls the maximum internal contained harmonics, called harmonic inclusiveness, is literally, in heart rate variability, is literally how medical doctors quantify immune health. In other words,
really?
If you're a doctor,
the term inclusive, when you get into the bioenergetics of it,
it's a key word.
Is a function of the immune system.
Well, this is Irving Dardick, Irving Dardick's famous book, Making Waves, in which he was the famous chairman of the Olympic Medical Committee. We have all this written up with the pictures, goldenmean.info/holarchy, H-Y. And you'll see all the pictures from his book, Making Waves. But basically, it was simple. Chairman of the Olympic Medical Committee finds that if the Olympic athletes do their exercise such that if you graph their heart rate and it makes a big square, that causes heart attacks by the dozens. Literally, it's a recipe for a heart attack.
Really?
Is do your exercise. It's a recipe to create heart attacks, quite literally, that your exercise, your heart rate change over time looks like a square. It's a recipe to cause a heart attack. He proved it. Now, opposite of that is if you graph your heart rate over the day, and he did this graph, and, you know, he could heal all kinds of diseases by simply telling people how to increase variability. Well, the long and the two things to say about that. One is that the graph of the perfect heart rate change over time, for example, in the perfect exercise that makes you an Olympic champion. Remember, he was chairman of the Olympic Medical Committee, Irving Dardick, a good friend. And the graph of the heart rate that wins the Olympics, I will tell you what that graph is. The change of heart rate over time is a caduceus optimized by golden ratio.
Really?
Do you
have an application for this for the smartwatch yet?
Well, it's all in iThrive.com, including the caduceus breathing exercise. It's all there. But see, the fun thing is to understand why it is that if the graph of your heart rate, which is, by the way, the same of your HRV, is the same as the graph of your breathing. It's the same thing. Because when you breathe in, your heart rate goes up, and you breathe out, your heart rate goes down. So you graph that over time, and what you have is breath control of heart rate variability. And the breathing exercises include the caduceus fire breath. So the point is that at the still point, at the end of a caduceus breath and a caduceus heart rate, for example, you actually did your exercise so that the first run, your heart rate got really high. The next, and then you rest. And then your next run, your heart rate gets to 0.618, golden ratio is high, et cetera, and then you rest, then another one, et cetera, et cetera. And so your graph of your heart rate over your Olympic winning exercise curriculum, in fact, looks like a perfect implosive negentropic wave, implosive charge collapse. And the still point at the end of that is exactly when you win the Olympics. Also happens to be when you have bliss. which is called charge implosion. So there's lots of ways to design that. And by the way, you can measure the effect in the spine liquid pump, sacrocranial, which is called the Mayer wave, and that's all in the new app. And then you can measure it as a still point in the brain waves entrainment. And the brain wave component of this will be in the companion app, flameinmind.com, which comes out very soon. But that's another
It's interesting that it's interesting to me is the brain wave entrainment. Corresponds, or is a function of the heart coherence, so the heart brain connection in all of this, and of course that's a big thing for the immune system too, this understanding of
that's right. Yes,
and coherence and being a function of heart and mind, congruence. Mind congruence and heart coherence, and they're an integral function.
Exactly, and the details of that phase discipline called broad spectral coherence is the equation on the cover of my book, fractalfield.com, which is the origin of all biologic negentropy, and that is simply Planck length and time times integer exponents, golden mean ratio predicts heart harmonics, brainwave harmonics, Schumann harmonics, predicts alpha beta, it predicts exact frequency of the photosynthesis, exact duration of the Earth year and Venus year, and the wavelength exactly of the two frequencies, photosynthesis and adenosine diphosphate. It literally predicts all biologic negentropy. So if you apply that to the spine liquid pump, which we know is the physics of bliss and Kundalini, Bentoff, etc., and he physically proved the phase lock of the spine liquid pump to the brain, which is just what you're talking about, the ventral cavities, what you get is a harmonic cascade. The Mayer wave, which is the blood pressure main frequency of the blood in your body, 0.1 hertz, bang on my new equation. And that harmonic cascade is literally the pump for the brainwave harmonics, which is the same cascade, of course, as the Schumann harmonics. And locking all that together is what the new app does. An example of that is when you measure the spine liquid pump, go to the healing zero point in the Therify, the frequencies, and you Therify.net,
the plasma healing system. Excuse me. This application you're referring to, people can. It's not that expensive. How much is it? Was it $18 now or $15?
iThrive, ithrve dot com. There's three apps now. They range from 20 to 30, depending on your currency. And the i5 trackers is even cheaper. And the Brainwave app will be relatively inexpensive, but there's a headset, of course. And then there's you can use the camera light, or there's various transducers, which are themselves not that expensive. So these are not expensive. You know, we used to be in the thousands of dollars, and that was totally unnecessary. Now
yeah,
we can measure.
I remember that year, a decade ago. I mean, it's, and again, you pioneered this field with applications with technology as it existed, but now with the
smartphone. It was originally the HeartLink. And then it was HeartTuner, which was then stolen by Frank Bovenkamp. Bad story.
Yep.
And then we had HeartsRing.com, and then we have iThrive.com, and then we'll have FlameAndMind.com. But just to give the example, if you feed the equation on the cover of my book, All Origin of Biological Negentropy, which is pure implosive charge collapse, and you feed that equation to plasma, you deliver it, and you entrain, we can measure the zero-point induction in the spine liquid pump. This is from Therify.net. And you can measure the brainwave entrain. And we actually understand the physics, because the right and left hemisphere, not only do they make alpha, beta, golden ratio, but the right and left hemisphere must be 180 degrees out of phase to create what's called a longitudinal, the compressional EMF, which is the physics of photosynthesis and the flame in the mind and psychokinesis and the actual physics of the healing wave.
Well,
so
Dan,
it's
yeah.
Go ahead.
Dan, I was going to say, you know, anyone that's followed you and checked out your websites and tuned into it that has a scientific bent, we all understand that you understand the science. And when I say that, we you know, there everyone's going to have different thresholds of understanding of the science. And there's some of us that come to us with this understanding of what you're really saying, that and you really, you know, have the science and the history and the there's a whole progression that you've done that anyone that has kept a finger on the pulse of where this science of biofeedback and, you know, like the lie detector you referred to, I mean, if we're going to be honest with ourselves, we're going to be coherent, you know, and if we're coherent, we're going to be congruent. And, you know, rather, you know, because we'll know better, because we have this lie detector, you know, that is giving us feedback, you know, like biofeedback, but it's like psyche feedback. And and when we know better, we can do better. You know, that's the whole intention. And so the lie detector thing, to me, I think it's really, you know, behind all this, you know, the people that are coming to this and realizing this technology is real. It's progressing very quickly. It's now, you know, the theoretical has gone into the practical. With applications now that are available, and that the value of it for personal growth and development, the immune system, the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical immune system, you know, the wholeness for healing, the holistic healing as a function of, you know, knowing better and being, you know, more coherent, congruent, and functional, you might say, you know, for progressive revelations, for evolutionary ascent, you know, for conscious evolution. And so, you know, I wanted to, you know, kind of frame what you're doing within the context of this is where it's going. You know, we've got a global village now with everyone on their, I mean, what is it, half the world's population almost now is connected with the instant everywhere interactive internet, and most of those are on smartphones, you know, all over the world.
Nice. And people, you really get to the right. You really get to the right point there, Christopher. About what makes a wave shareable is the physics, of course, of internal phase coherence, which is how a flashlight becomes a laser. But what makes a wave shareable is to say what produces a wave that can be perfectly distributed. And actually, biology, and in particular DNA, has been in the business of gathering a library of shareable waves called collective survival memory, otherwise known as the collective unconscious or the communion of saints or ancestral memory, which is a very particular kind of electrical field. And the discipline to get into that field is the definition of successful death, for example, and access to lucid dreaming and time travel and all the fun stuff. And the access to that electric field is literally how to become a longitudinal wave. You see, when most of the electromagnetics we play with is transverse, which means our communication conventional, the transverse waves goes up and down. But if you take the transverse electromagnetics down a spiral down a cone called pine cones kissing noses, otherwise known as phase conjugation, there's an optimized translation of vorticity where the up and down transverse wave is translated to a compressional wave, incorrectly called scalar or torsional. And that compressional wave is faster than light. It's DNA radio, mitogenic radiation, gravity
wave. DNA radio, I like that.
Oh, it is literally the voice of God. It is the physics of all religious experience, absolutely, and is the absolute physics of the only way to go through death successfully. In fact, it's the definition of the ancient word El as in Elohim, or those who can make the phase shift. What they meant was who can make the translation of vorticity. And that actually happens in the physics of imploding DNA. And so what happens is the wave goes down that cascade and it's accelerated and it participates in this infinite nest of phase velocities. And so it's like entering a modem with great discipline that allows perfect distribution of charge. That's why every biologic protein is pent in. They're all golden ratio because they all need to phase conjugate because they all have to participate in this perfect radio. So this gives some insight into why it is that your EKG is a test for pure intention. Because biology has been in this business of finding out which waves make this perfect distribution possible, which is the definition of all survival memory. It's literally determining which memories can go through death.
Well, you know, the collective unconscious that you're referring to, and this collective field that this is accessing, and call it DNA radio or pure intention. Really, we're talking about, you know, the genesis of effective sensory perception, not extra. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it. But if effective sensory perception, you know, back to the lie detector thing, you know, whether you have pure intention or not, you know, it's like when you're there, you know, and again, they call it God consciousness, you know, divine love, you know, pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in a dimension where, you know, it's all connected. All that is, you know, all that ever will be is right there.
Now, you have the right enthusiasm and the right language, but we're just adding the real electrical engineering to understand this, because suddenly this becomes a government and university curriculum. For example, when Korotkov went to the place, the only place where the Kogi are able to make phone calls to ancestors and measure the capacitance of the air, which is called sacred space defined electrically, is basically a perfectly resonant cavity. Or the other example is when Korotkov also went with the Cozy Rev Mirror group. They put these metal cylinders. They have to be enough nanoteslas in the Earth magnetic line cross to sight one of these, just like sighting a cathedral or a labyrinth. And then they got replicably documented military quality telepathy across the planet every time.
And really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing. I mean, so, again, we're back to the implications and the applications of,
this is a place where the magnetic lines cross in such a way as to conjugate. Another example is the reason that Agnihotra has to be sighted at the phase conjugate cross point, sunrise, sunset at the magnetic line in a phase conjugate capacitive pyramid. Basically, the same physics that restores fertility. The people in Nagasaki who didn't die from the nukes were the ones who did Agnihotra, because it literally will transmute radiation, among other things. It's plasma implosion. So once you understand what that is and why it creates rejuvenation, first of all, that's what Therify.net is, our plasma system for rejuvenation, which are in 12 countries all over the world. We can heal pain, most localized pain in 1 to 2 sessions, and long-term pain for most people, we can help them in 5-10 sessions. It's amazing. And this is simply plasma implosion, 0.5 millivolt Tesla, and Therify.net effect is what we're measuring with these biofeedback systems.
Well, I'm hoping I'll get for you to put up on the resource page, you know, with the show overview, the links, some of these links that will be, and I'll get those from you to put up and reference it, because you know it's really good. It's almost like a multimedia show. You know, hearing you within the context of seeing your graphics and your videos, you know, that explain a lot of this is really fascinating to me, and I'm sure to there's a millennial generation growing up, and a lot of them have a certain genius about this technology. And your material and your orientation is and your curriculums that you have, your learning materials are phenomenal. I mean, again, the practical application of it, to see what you've done now with the apps and where it's going, and I can see clearly that the capability with the trend line, with the computer internet revolution and where it's going from now to the internet and web 1.0 as it went to social platforms web 2.0 and web 3.0 will be an interactive function that where the coherence factor will define and refine, you might say, a unified field of a full spectrum conscience when they are coherent and when they're not, in terms of interaction on a mass-to-mass scale. And, of course, this is an abstract now talking about it. It's like talking about the internet before the internet. A lot of people won't see it until it's, they can actually use the application on their smartphone or on their alphanumeric keyboard on their computer, whereby they're able to connect with
well, yes, and remember what we're talking about here is the climax form of internet, which is literally the biologic radio. It's called embeddability. So in each case where a wave function embeds perfectly called phase conjugate, the examples we just gave, Agnihotra and telepathy, etc., and labyrinths and cathedrals, that they embed in a conjugate wave, and this becomes the biologic climax form of communication. It's actually what you get to at the end of the internet is biologic radio. And I just put a list of those links here in the local chat window. I know it won't show on the radio, but just to go down the links, so the main biofeedback link is ithrive.com, ithrve.com. ithrive.com. And then okay. Therify.net is the plasma healing system. Fractalfield.com is the whole science. ImplosionGroup.com is all of the advanced technology applications, including energy. The educational research curriculum you mentioned, FractalU.com, and also then the sacrocranial work we're talking about, that app, which includes the new stress management, is craniosacral-app.com. So the links are quite simple. Start at ithrive.com.
Yeah. Well, and I think your ithrive.com probably has some of the other links on them too.
Yes. Well, the main index for the original articles is fractalfield.com, and then the implosiongroup.com shows a bunch of the research links, etc. But the point is that my new book, really, at first it was too revolutionary to be believed. On the cover it says, "The Origin of Biologic Negentropy, the Cause of Life Force, Cause of Consciousness, Cause of Gravity, and the Cause of Color." And then there's one equation which says this is the origin of all biologic negentropy and the origin of gravity and the origin of all centripetal forces, the origin of life force and consciousness, all rejuvenation, all healing, and all negentropy. One equation, which is my new equation, Planck length and time times integer exponents of golden ratio. That's on the cover. It makes the perfect caduceus, the holy grail. Remember, that predicts the exact only two wavelengths of photosynthesis, the exact harmonics of the brain harmonics and the HRV harmonics of the Mayer wave and the Schumann resonance harmonics and the duration of the Earth year and the Venus year, the duration of precession, the duration of the galactic year, all fit what's called perfect embeddability, this perfect implosive caduceus called phase conjugate negentropic charge collapse. So when I published The Origin of Negentropy, the only path out of chaos, people say, oh, well, this is cool. This is a new age. Woo-woo. And then I took the physics. I took the equation on the cover of that book, and I dump it into the plasma, two hemispheres, just like your brain, 0.5 million volt phase conjugate Tesla coil, noble gas, broad spectral phase conjugation, therify.net. We're now in 12 countries going strong in just a year, and we get about 10 to 20 amazing new results reports every day. Today is, herniated disc completely healed. Every day, autistic kids, every day another incredible miracle story, except it's not a miracle. We know the physics. We're helping autistic kids. We can help localized pain very quickly, almost every time. Chronic pain takes a little longer. We make no medical claims. We only publish just simply the results.
How do you work with the localized pain, for example?
Well, let me give you the example. When the medical doctor arrived for the Perpignan launch here, he cut his finger in the door. Yeah. So he walks in the door, his finger's bleeding. We stick it between the two tubes. In 3 minutes, the bleeding has stopped, and his finger got cold, and the pain went away. The reason it gets cold, the tip of the tubes gets cold. This is the definition of implosion. This is the definition of negentropy, because heat is by definition the opposite of negentropy. Do you get it? Think about Victor Schauberger realizing that his water vortex doped with piezo, like rock powder, spontaneously gets colder just before it starts generating voltage from gravity. Works so good, Hitler wrote him a check. So the reason that spontaneously getting colder is telling you you're doing something right is because you've increased order. Now, for localized pain, we help people usually in 1 or 2 3 to 6 minute sessions over a day or two. We're able to help amazing high percentage of localized pain and all kinds of health issues, because all we're doing is restoring charge distribution efficiency.
So the order that you're restoring is like syntropy versus entropy,
which is simply a negentropic eccentric. So restored centripetal forces is another name for this implosion. Now, long-term and chronic pain, we're able to help a very large number, amazing as well. But typically those take, 4 to 10 sessions over a period of days or a week and a half or something like that. But you can read all about it at therify.net. But the point is, now we have a technology, 12 countries going strong around the world, Australia, Canada, Belgium, we have 2 or 3 in Norway, we have about 6 in South Africa, going around the world. And it works. It works so well, and there's nothing that's illegal about anything, because there's no frequency about over a megahertz. There's nothing in there that can be illegal. There's no laws that say sun lamps aren't legal, suddenly the equation for the origin of negentropy on my cover of my book is commercially proven. So universities and governments waiting for papers to appear in the Physics Journal. And by the way, we're getting those. That's coming. But you don't need to wait for paper to appear in the Physics Journal to make a dent in the world. All you have to do is make money. And suddenly everybody takes notice.
Yep.
It's a wonder.
Yep.
So proof of principle is not when scientists agree. No. Proof of principle is when somebody writes a check. And somebody writes a check when it works. And guess what? It works.
It's the true test of spirituality is practicality.
Well, it's not even about greed. Money is simply a symbol for human energy. Human energy perfectly distributed is the destination of money. And so it's very appropriate that money pays for a new way to circulate human energy perfectly. In fact, that is the definition of fractaleconomics.net. You can see our website on fractal economics.
Wow, that's a great subject, because everyone's looking at, okay, what's the new economy going to look like with this global economic reset? And what's the website you have? Fractal? Fractaleconomy.net?
Fractaleconomics.net.
Fractaleconomics.net. Interesting.
Basically, that money is not evil. It simply symbolizes the distribution of human energy. Now, obviously, the perfected distribution of human energy, why is every living protein golden ratio bent, is going to look like a rose. So if charge distribution efficiency looks like a rose, the feng shui of the perfect house, the perfect city, and the perfect graveyard, money needs to be distributed in a pattern that looks like a rose. And obviously, the hierarchy of authority in business and government has to be a pattern that looks like a rose. So the opposite of hierarchy is actually fractal charge distribution. So you begin to get an idea that if you can do perfect sharing for energy waves called fractality phase conjugation, suddenly you can define how to distribute money.
Now, does this get into the blockchain concept of cryptocurrency?
Well, the blockchain serves a beautiful function in that it ensures that every transaction is perfectly shareable. That's the function of blockchain. It's simply to guarantee that everybody shared that this transaction happened. That's the only function of blockchain, actually. And in Mother Nature, the way to share that the information, I mean, supposing you're an Aboriginal growing up, what is the most important thing you learn when you grow up as an Indigenous person? The most important thing you learn when you grow up is communicate with ancestral memory. That is everything. You wake up in the morning, you lucid dream, you check to see, have you communicated with ancestral memory? That's the beginning and end of every day. Why? Yeah. Obviously, it produced survival. That's obvious. Well, it's simply the only way to participate in a shareable wave. So the physics of the collective unconscious, call it mitogenic radiation, biological memory, call it communion of saints, we'll call it what you like. Electrical engineers need to know what it is, and we now know. And once you do, you can define economics. So basically, you know, Congress can't repeal the laws of nature. When economic distribution is based on purely shareable waves, we can define value. We can act, for example, once we know that a child that gets access to a bliss process, by the way, you know, the Italians in the church stood up and cheered when I said the only definition of culture is, do you have the skill to teach your teenagers how to have a bliss experience? Which, by the way, almost
every,
every indigenous people on the planet have that skill, and no Western culture has that skill. So I say, from an electrical engineering viewpoint, that no Western country has culture. Because if you cannot teach your teenager how to have a bliss experience, they will not get an immune system, and they will not make it through death. So from an electrical engineering viewpoint, that obviously defines culture. So suddenly you have to discover what the physics of bliss is, and then you can define value. Then you can decide which vaccinations are legal and illegal, what kind of food is legal and illegal, what taxes are. You can make decisions. But until there's a common definition of success, there will be no ability to make decisions.
Yeah.
And there's no higher definition of success than creating immune health and creating immortality, which is what survival through death is. And we know exactly the electrical engineering.
So basically, you've provided a frame of reference for understanding, which is largely by way of biomimicry, which has become a huge concept, you know, of biologically mimicking, you know, the natural law, universal laws, natural laws that are found all through nature, and the natural laws governing biological optimal health, which is so cool
because one of the world's leaders teaching biomimicry, Claire Janish from South Africa, who arrives here next week, is our leading distributor in the world of Therify.net systems. They got it. And she's the one who pioneered proving we can create plant growth, we can treat autistic kids. So she got it immediately about implosion in plasma from the biomimicry school, and we're making a film with her here next week.
Fantastic. Boy, that's good to hear. Well, this is really exciting stuff, and it's breaking really fast. I think, you know, there's a point counterpoint going on in the universe. There's what we see on the boob tube, or, you know, in the mainstream media, and what's going on what I call the internet and the internet. When I say the internet, there's a lot of people just kind of collectively, they're awakening. The veil is thinning, or however you want to put it. There's just a critical mass has been reached in the mass awakening with the internet. You know, people worldwide, you know, they have this knowledge power now, and they're waking up to the whole story, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of you know, and there's a lot of science dimensions of this, of knowing and understanding the technical aspects that are behind the scenes physically, but the way it's going physical right now globally, with new tools and technologies. And the genie's not going back into the bottle. I mean, it's, you know, we're looking at an evolution, revolution, revelations at a kind of a breakneck speed right now. There's a quickening going on that, to me, it's the future now. And when I say that, you know, more light, easier, and faster.
Perfect. And we should say that what this represents is electrical proof that every religion was right, but also that personality and miracle worship are now childish. And actually, when a common agreed vision of the physics of spirituality is realized, then we have total global agreement and an absolute end for the need for any religion wars. So the only way we can produce agreement among countries is to really produce agreement among the science of spirit. And we've dedicated our lives to that. It's called Ending Religion Wars. And we have a bunch of YouTubes on that. But the physics is so clear that how a shareable wave is produced, pure intention, heart coherence, etc., is actually the physics of entering the climax form of the internet, not to mention the physics of defining how to define success and failure in politics and defining success and failure at the time of death. It's literally a coherence phenomenon.
And you know, this this progression of this is in what you're referring to, and this going going mainstream, and of course, in fact, the internet is mainstream media now. There's more people getting their news worldwide from the internet than from broadcast sources. And the progression of this, with this quickening and this awakening, you might say this brilliance, this kind of exploding of the old order. Now, when I say that, the status quo, I mean, that's the heartland America just rose up in America and voted Trump for president because they had had it with the deep state of the, you know, the entrenched state. And it's kind of interesting. But this is going on globally. It happened Brexit. And it's really a function of the new net reality of people worldwide that we're, you know, that's an instant everywhere interactive thing that's beyond the left brain, the lockstep letter of the law of, you know, national boundaries. I mean, time and space is no more as we knew it. It's you know, and this is the real dynamic and where it's going. The pure intention aspect of harmonizing, you might say, the field, the collective field, where it's going, you know, with this understanding of pure intention, heart coherence, mind congruence is a function of this. Your work is really, I mean, it's kind of like the blueprint, you know, the natural law language blueprint coordinates for where it's going, because it all comes back to the more that you know, the more information you have, the greater is the need to get it all in order.
Well, yes, and we should also talk about this in terms of the energy issue. You know, everyone thought that, oh, once we discover what free energy is, then we'll have abundance. But then we realized that, you know, if the same radio we call DNA radio, the collective unconscious, is gravity radio, and that it really wasn't free energy at all, but in fact, the ability to implode gravity waves, which is what the fire crystal, Atlantean fire crystal, Toy Stone, and Tesla's charged subtle oscillator. People can learn about all these zero-point energy technologies at our tech site, implosiongroup.com. The point is that actually access to those energies is limited by education, because until we realize why and how, you know, we don't actually deserve access to zero-point energy as long as we call it free energy, because it's not free, for one thing. And so we have to learn about these things that have to do with coherence. You know, the reason Atlantis sank, and put it simplistically, the fire crystal, is they didn't understand the same principle that if you enslave people, they can't steer their own tornado, then the same thing's going to happen to your gravity grid.
Yeah. Yeah. So it really comes back to the unified field concept of, you know, how we're going to all get our act together, how we're going to hang together rather than hang separately. That unified field concept really comes back to the same principle, the same laws that govern the individual, govern the whole, and the connection, the coherent gold standard for congruence. If that doesn't happen spiritually, a physical solution, is a poor retrofit for old systems, because it'll gravitate back to, towards entropy rather than syntropy. It'll evolve rather than evolve.
Yes, let's really define the electrical engineering of that. Remember, they were laughing at our local physicists because not one of them knows why an object falls to the ground, which is quite tragic. Which is to say, not one of your local physicists knows the cause of any centripetal force, and therefore cannot know the cause of gravity or consciousness. So until you know what makes a centripetal force, obviously you can't know what holds the Earth together, why the Schumann harmonics are perfect phase conjugate collapse wave, exactly like the brain waves in the same harmonic cascade, because it had to be negentropic and centripetal. And you take that power spectra, Planck times Golden ratio, and you get the geometry of hydrogen, and you find out how hydrogen makes gravity, suddenly you can know the origin of centripetal forces. And once you know why an object falls to the ground, then you can make a centripetal force, which is to say negentropy, and you can emerge from chaos. Until then, you do not deserve zero-point energy, and you don't know what life force is.
That's an interesting statement. Until people really know what life force, what light force is, life force is,
yes.
Giving them more power, technology, they don't deserve it. Because it's like, the only way an individual or the collective consciousness of humanity really can harness, you might say, the power of the universe. They can't do without the power of love, coherence. They can't develop ESP. ESP is effective sensory perception. It's the same thing. Without the power of love, there's no. The power of the universe isn't given to us.
Well, and to understand that in practical terms, which is to say, to be empowered to understand the physics of consciousness, which is how to become centripetal. We know focused attention causes charge to implode, built in and measurable. So the example we give of that is the Therify, the plasma system. We literally start a tornado with that system. But the thing is, human attention has to steer the tornado, actually, which is to say, make the centripetal force work.
So
the ability to steer the tornado is, an example is our French Therify system group, Therify.fr. Christine there is a medical clairvoyance, and the Therify 500,000 volt Tesla system increases clairvoyance dramatically for the same physics. The same high voltage causes GDV, causes the orb to become measurable in Curlian. So suddenly we get a visible way to steer the plasma tornado. So once you understand that the only thing that actually steers tornadoes ultimately is human focused attention, which say recursion, how do vortex become self-organizing or self-steering? So when you begin to understand that the universe is waiting for you to steer the tornado, why the sun goes to so much trouble to make gene pools, because it needs the centripetal force we make. Solar flare activity was measured 11 times, dramatically made peaceful by global meditations, actually.
Really? So, that's really interesting.
Stars need what we make, yes.
So what you're saying is that pure intention is heart coherence is really what focuses attention.
When heart coherence in the environment of fractal, the climax form of coherence is called fractal or phase conjugate. So when actually the heart harmonics then go into this cascade, goes to a zero point, which is the climax form of coherence called fractality or conjugation. And that exactly entrains then the brain waves, obviously. And that accesses the still point, which is the still point of sacrocrania, the famous healing crisis, which is the implosion point, which is the bliss point. And at that moment, the waves implode the charge, distribute through the longitudinal, through the speed of light by golden ratio times the speed of light. And that charge distribution efficiency of perfected embedding creates a situation in which you become centripetal enough to steer plasma fields bigger than you. For example, John Dee steering the Tempest to take out the Spanish Armada, the famous D studies of origin of Shakespeare. So steering tornadoes is a very good exercise in learning the physics of consciousness. That article is at goldermean.info/dowsing, and the steering tornadoes of the Ophane and Manochian story from John D. and Kelly is at goldermean.info/Ophanim, O-P-H-A-N-I-M.
And of course, this has been, we've seen this historically, with not just moderating sunspots with meditations on the Earth, but wars and destabilization. There's with meditation groups, focus groups. There has been it's been well documented. That disturbances that are devolutionary can be turned around by focus groups of course, they did that with transcendental meditation. What was that? 20 years ago.
That's right. And the thing now is to understand that you know, we knew 11, as I say, 11 times they measured that when a million children sing the same song together, the solar flares go,
I mean, it's just the field, the unified field, the quantum field, this science, this technology. I mean, this is all a function of the emerging blueprint, what I call for a golden age, and of course the golden ratio, the golden rule, you know, for universe is this golden ratio, harmonic, you know, Dan, this has been wonderful today, and I'd love to go on, but we're going to have to do a wrap, and I think everyone's been listening, their cup is full as far as plenty to go back to the drawing board and basically reaffirm or, you know, their new determination of understanding this technology, and myself personally, I'm really grateful for specifically, you know, I'm looking at this healing technology, and I thought you'd finish up on that note, you know, the applications, and this lady you were referring to who was into biomimicry,
who's Claire Janish.
Yeah, and what's that website again?
Therify.net. She does the biomimicry talks for TED Talks, and she's our world leading. She's installed like 7 Therify systems in South Africa now, and working with autistic kids, and also proves the effect on plants. And today's report was from a chiropractor, total elimination of pain from herniated disc and other things. But the physics is simply that we make that pure implosive broad spectral phase conjugate, climax form of coherence in plasma. The plasma is a noble gas, which is optical phase conjugate, and then we add the low frequencies in the harmonic cascade, all from the equation I'll cover in my book. And we make a profoundly powerful phase conjugate opposing plasma field. It's really a snap, crackle, pop. A large number of people have a bliss or euphoria experience on the spot, actually. Accelerates metabolism, restores circulation. It's not a panacea. Afterward, you need grounding, you need hydration, you need detox. You know, yeah. It's like don't walk into the lightning all at once. But it's blessing.
Yeah. that could be said for your lectures also. I'm going to say, you know, it really helps to look at your websites and get some background and tune into it. And again, more people have more of a scientific bent will take this and run with it. We'll tend to so. Dan, I'm so grateful, and we got to do this again on a regular basis. It's all moving very fast, and it's good to have updates, and my great pleasure to be able to anchor your vision of what this technology, where it's going, and how to get there. So thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for helping us become a shareable wave. It's all at fractalfield.com, guys. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Dan. Thanks, everyone, for listening. God bless you all. Keep the vision, the faith, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Bye now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.